American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. A magnitude 4.7 earthquake struck the Los Angeles area this morning. Seismologist Dr. Lucy Jones spoke with Fox 11 Los Angeles about the quake.
It was at 7:28 this morning, 5 miles north of the city of Malibu, widely felt across the region. We have reports of people feeling it in San Diego and well north up into the close to Bakersfield. So it was widely felt and not too surprising at a 4.7. It's had numerous aftershocks, including two that are above 3 already. So, you know, it's an active aftershock sequence. It'll continue. We'll have probably another one this afternoon.
She also addressed an app that can help give residents a heads up.
Remember that the app is that interface with your phone. The data is coming from the U.S. Geological Survey and its network partners, including Caltech, right? So the information that we're getting is we're getting more instruments. That's true. We've been developing better algorithms, you know, and testing them out.
A number of quakes have been felt in the area in recent months, including a 4.4 magnitude quake in August that rattled nerves from the Los Angeles area to San Diego. And staying in California, raging wildfires have burned dozens of homes in Southern California and forced tens of thousands of people to evacuate as officials work to put out the flames. Here's Fox's Jonathan Hunt.
They've burned 100,000 acres so far, 50,000 of that alone just in the bridge fire. And let me give you a sense of the lay of the land here. All of these hillsides charred by the flames that came through. These are the spot fires that are still breaking out everywhere. That is why there are thousands upon thousands of firefighters involved in this. I can hear the constant thump of helicopter rotor blades taking off for their water drops. We've also seen fixed wing aircraft over us acting as spotters for the firefighters. Every resource that Cal Fire has is being thrown at these fires, but it is an ongoing battle and it will be a long one.
Authorities say the line fire was caused by arson in Highland. A suspect was arrested on Tuesday. Francine's leftovers continue moving north across the south this afternoon. Gusty winds, some brief tornadoes, and heavy downpours are possible. The system should be in northeast Arkansas overnight and early tomorrow morning. New York City Police Commissioner Edward Caban has resigned. He made the announcement today just over a week after his phone was seized as part of a federal investigation. People familiar with the matter say Caban was one of several high-ranking city officials whose electronic devices were seized last week by federal investigators. The investigation is being led by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan, but its subject remains unclear. Students for Justice in Palestine, or SJP, is encouraging higher education professors to give students extra credit for attending anti-Israel protests. Here's a look at the issue with AFN's Bronson Woodruff.
The initial suggestion for this came from National Students for Justice in Palestine's page on X. Other recommendations offered for professors included getting creative with assignments, such as, instead of writing a final paper, organizing an SJP event related to the course material, and offering support and guidance to students facing charges. Another was creating an SJP chapter if their institution does not have one. Justin Choi is a student at UCLA and a journalist and reporter for Campus Reform. He tells AFN it's really sad this trend of anti-Semitism is becoming so normalized on our college campuses right now.
This really represents a double standard in our higher education. Because had it been the other way around where, you know, these professors offered extra credit to students who attended anti-Palestine protests, there would have been riots outside and another wave of encampments, honestly.
Choi said to his knowledge, no colleges have listened to SJP on this.
But a lot of them are probably going to do it because a lot of these universities have been very weak when it comes to anti-Semitism. So I will not be surprised if they take them on because we've seen last year, even at UCLA, when these protesters were setting up tents for 2-3 weeks, they did nothing.
I'm Bronson Woodruff.
Stocks were gaining ground today following a couple of reports on the economy that came in close to expectations. Another gain for NVIDIA was helping to support the broader market. And that will do it for news at this hour. We invite you to go to AFN.net and you can see a whole lot more there. I'm Robert Thornton.